Today is Future Leaders Day. We're speaking to one of the future leaders in our community. This is Eric Allen. Eric, thank you for your time today.
Hey, no problem. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you attend high school in town, but you're also an active member of your local church. Where do you practice your faith?
I go to Elmwood Bible Chapel. It's a little assembly, sort of in the heart of Renfrew, in a little suburb sort of thing. Been there since around 2013, and it's the biggest part of my life is my faith and just being part of my church family.
Take us through some of the events that happen at Elmwood Bible Chapel, and maybe some of the events that you've taken part in specifically.
Well, a big one that our church has been doing for a long time, I don't know if it's currently going right now, but it's what we like to call Awana. It's basically a children/youth get-together where children come and they learn about Jesus and they're taught about the Bible, just how it applies to our lives, the importance of it, and what faith means to people our age. Recently, my parents used to run the youth group at our church, and we did some community service events, like we went and helped people with cleaning up their houses and cleaning out, say, their garage if they needed help. We did some raking last year, just different things like that. Our church does like to be involved in the community whenever they can or they see fit.
And on top of all that, you've been very active with your school, Renfrew Collegiate Institute. You've helped out with school-wide projects and things like MC work for presentations at the school as well. Do you feel like the time practicing your faith and spending time in the community in that aspect has made you more comfortable when you're helping the community, say, through your school?
I absolutely do believe that there's a huge parallel to the way that my faith has influenced my life and spending time in my church and helping out in every way that I can. Just being socially active and publicly active has really helped me to be able to step out in my school whenever I'm given an opportunity to lead something or help in a way that I can. A huge thing about my faith that helps me get through things is just knowing that I can have the confidence and the strength to get through most and any situations with God at my side.
And it's absolutely important to have a source of strength when you're dealing with a tough issue. What are some adversities that you feel young people are dealing with today?
I think a huge thing is pressure from our society to be something, or you should want to be something. What's your career going to be? What are you going to do with your life? And I personally don't know exactly what I want that to be. What I do know is I want to have my faith as, of course, my main focal point of my life. So I'm serving God wherever I can. And another thing is social pressure is to be someone or be something that a lot of people aren't, and just not appreciating every person and individual for who they are.
And being able to push back and carve your own way, it must have been so important to have learned that through your religious community and to have developed that with your family as well.
Absolutely, definitely. I've seen that a huge part of my life is just spending time with my family, allowing them to teach me life lessons, and even my siblings, because I'm the youngest in my family and all my siblings are adults now. And so they've been able to teach me and pass on a lot of knowledge that they have to me. That's helped me a lot.
And while you haven't set a career path for yourself in stone yet, maybe just for fun, 5 to 10 years down the line, where do you see yourself?
Well, something that even one of my teachers suggested to me, which I thought would be really cool, is just to be able to officiate weddings and marry people. I thought that'd be pretty cool, just as sort of a side hustle, you might say. I think the biggest thing for me is just being able to serve God, and then the next biggest thing would be to have a family.
Before we leave it, do you have anyone you want to shout out to?
I just want to say thank you to all the people in my life who've really made an impact, who are probably listening right now. My teachers, my church leaders, and especially my parents. They've just been able to teach me and guide me in a lot of ways.
Today is Future Leaders Day. We've been speaking with Eric Allen, local student and active community member through Elmwood Bible Chapel. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Hey, no problem. It was a real pleasure, and I hope you can use this for some good.
And remember, you can listen to all your future leaders at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan.